even in recent years, as governments around the world have begun releasing declassified UFO files, or what they now call UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena, the specter of MJ-12 still lingers. Congressional hearings, whistleblowers, even military pilots have testified about encounters with craft that seem beyond our technology. The question hangs in the air. If there was a secret committee back in 1947, what might it have evolved into today? How might it be today? So whether Majestic 12 was real, fabricated, or somewhere in between, its legacy is undeniable. It shaped pop culture, it shaped conspiracy lore, and it shaped the way we think about UFO secrecy. That if cover-ups exist, they probably look something like MJ-12. Hello, hello, magical friends, yo mis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. It's Freaky Friday, which means today we're wandering into the shadowy, mysterious corners of history and legend. And this one basically is as strange as it gets. Also, we're going to note this is episode 13, which is my favorite singer's favorite number, who also has an album coming out today. So I will be very busy, but you bet I am carving time to binge the life of a showgirl. So very cool that this is episode 13 on the day of her new album. Oh my word. And I know other Swifties listening are just as excited, and I will not take offense if you are not listening to this episode right now and you're binging the album instead and you're going to listen to that episode tomorrow. Anyway, now for Freaky Fridays, I've been thinking I need to work on my production skills a little bit, and in time, I plan on making it really immersive. This one, I am going to just chit-chat. So this one might even need a redemption episode at some point, but I just really want to talk about it because I find anything alien-related fascinating, anything UFO-related fascinating, and like I said, this one is as strange as it gets. We're diving into the story of Majestic 12. Sometimes called MJ-12, and the alleged secret committee that the U.S. government supposedly formed in 1947 to investigate UFOs after the famous Roswell crash. Yeah, that MJ-12. So let me be clear. Everything we'll talk about today comes from alleged leaked documents and decades of debate to cover myself legally, right? But it's fun. It's fun to talk about these conspiracies. And many researchers also say it's all a hoax. Others swear it's evidence of a massive cover-up. So either way, it's just one of the most fascinating UFO conspiracy stories out there, and it's shaped the way we talk about aliens today. So let's start at the beginning. I'm going to take you back all the way to 1947, July of 1947, where something crashed near Roswell, New Mexico. The official story at first, well, the military announced that they had recovered a flying disc, and newspapers ran with headlines about a captured UFO, but within 24 hours, that statement was retracted. And then the wreckage, the military now said, was just a weather balloon. Okay, well, that retraction only fueled rumors, of course, right? People began to whisper about strange debris and bodies and cover-ups. So whether true or not, Roswell became the spark for decades of UFO fascination. And then fast forward to the early 1980s, a manila envelope shows up in the mailbox of a UFO researcher. Inside, documents stamped top secret, allegedly written in the 1940s and 1950s. And these papers claimed that President Harry Truman had signed a directive in 1947 creating a group called Majestic 12, a secret committee of scientists, military leaders, and government officials tasked with handling everything related to UFOs. The supposed members of Majestic 12 included some of the biggest names in science and the military at that time. There was Dr. Vannevar Bush, a key scientific advisor during World War II, James Forrestal, the first U.S. Secretary of Defense, and then several other high-ranking generals, connected to the Air Force intelligence. So the idea was that this group would oversee the investigation of UFO crashes, okay? And then they'd study alien technology, and then they'd keep the public in the dark, supposedly for national security reasons, right? So now it's important to also emphasize that these documents have never been authenticated, and that the FBI later called them bogus. But many historians point to inconsistencies in the typewriter fonts and signatures and formatting. Okay, something to think about. So, believers argue that the documents are too detailed and too specific to be fabricated. Honestly, I kind of agree. And here's where it gets freaky. The alleged Truman memo creating Majestic 12 was dated just days after the Roswell incident. So, if it is true, that would mean the US government went into UFO cover-up mode almost instantly, right? So was Majestic 12 a real secret committee operating in the shadows, or an elaborate hoax designed to throw UFO researchers off track? That's where the story really starts to twist. And it only gets stranger when we look at the leaked documents themselves. I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now, and for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world, with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm lighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever. So you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today. So let's dig into these documents that first surfaced in the 1980s, the papers that put Majestic 12 on the map, right? The story goes like this. So in December of 1984, a package arrived at the home of a well-known UFO researcher named Jamie Shandura. And inside was a roll of 35 millimeter film. And then when developed, the film revealed what looked like photocopies of government documents that were stamped top secret magic eyes only. Okay, these documents supposedly included a briefing prepared in 1952 for President-elect Dwight D. Eisenhower. And the content? Well, it was a summary of UFO activity and details about a secret group called Majestic 12, allegedly formed by Truman in 1947. Okay, and then according to the papers, Majestic 12 was created specifically to investigate the crash near Roswell and other so-called UFO incidents. The documents even suggested that alien craft had been recovered along with non-human bodies and that MJ-12's job was to study this material in secrecy. Wild. So some of the claims included that Roswell really was a UFO crash and debris and bodies were retrieved, and that the US government had been reverse engineering alien technology, and that keeping the public in the dark was necessary to avoid panic and protect national security, which makes sense, of course. But now, naturally, these explosive claims sent shockwaves through the UFO community, right? Of course it would. So researchers debated endlessly, could these documents be real? Of course, we've got the skeptics out there, and the skeptics immediately pointed out problems. The formatting of the documents didn't quite match 1940s government style. Some signatures looked forged, The typewriter font appeared slightly off the era. And also, the FBI itself investigated and later labeled the papers completely bogus. But believers are going to argue the opposite, and that the errors could be deliberate disinformation, which is, of course, a classic tactic that they said. And then there's mixed truth with fakes to muddy the waters. And of course, they pointed out that the documents named very real, very high-level officials, people who actually existed and held the power to oversee something like this, right? So to this day, no one has proven conclusively that the MJ-12 papers are authentic or fake, which is part of why they remain so fascinating. And what makes them even spookier is how they shaped modern UFO culture. Because once the words Majestic 12 were out in the open, they started popping up everywhere, in TV shows like The X-Files, in alien autopsy specials, in conspiracy books. And so the legend of Majestic 12 became bigger than the documents themselves. So then here is the big question. If the documents were fake, right? If the documents were fake, why would someone go to such elaborate lengths? Who sent them to Shandura? And why? I mean, was it just a prank? Or was it part of a deliberate cover-up campaign to keep the truth about UFOs hidden in plain sight? A lot of possibilities. So what happened after those documents surfaced, whether real or fake, the idea of Majestic 12 took on a life of its own. So through the 1980s and 90s, MJ-12 became a staple in UFO research circles. Books were written, documentaries were filmed, endless late-night radio shows speculated. And then for the believers, MJ-12 was the smoking gun. Proof that the U.S. government had not only recovered UFOs, but had been studying them in secret for decades. But here's where it gets interesting. Many researchers believe that MJ-12 documents were part of a disinformation campaign. So the theory goes like this, that the government wanted to keep people chasing their tails by planting fake but believable documents, of course, and then they could distract UFO researchers and send them down rabbit holes and just discredit the entire field where the documents were inevitably exposed as fraudulent. But then others argue the opposite, that the documents were real, but dismissed as fake to keep the truth hidden. A convenient way to cover up the cover-up, right? Smart way. And the strangest part, MJ-12 keeps resurfacing. In the 1990s, new supposed documents were leaked, including memos about alien autopsies, and some UFO researchers dismissed them immediately as fabrications, while others would double down. And even in recent years, as governments around the world have begun releasing declassified UFO files, or what they now call UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena, the specter of MJ-12 still lingers. Congressional hearings, whistleblowers, even military pilots have testified about encounters with craft that seem beyond our technology. None of them mention MJ-12 by name, but the question hangs in the air. If there was a secret committee back in 1947, what might it have evolved into today? How might it be today? So whether Majestic 12 was real, fabricated, or somewhere in between, its legacy is undeniable. It shaped pop culture, inspired The X-Files, right? Alien autopsy specials, endless books and movies. It shaped conspiracy lore. Becoming shorthand for the government knows more than it's telling us, and it shaped the way we think about UFO secrecy. That if cover-ups exist, they probably look something like MJ-12. So, what do we make of it? On one hand, the documents look suspicious, right? The FBI called them bogus. Historians point to typos, formatting errors, and forged signatures. But on the other hand, the level of detail, the names of real people in positions of power, and the timing just after Roswell makes the whole thing eerie, even if it was a fake. And that's the mystery of Majestic 12. Maybe it was a real secret committee, and the leaked papers were our only glimpse behind the curtain. Maybe it was a hoax planted to keep curious minds distracted. Or maybe, and this is the freakiest possibility, a bit of both, right? A mix of truth and disinformation designed to make sure we never quite know what's real. In the end, Majestic 12 is less about proving aliens exist and more about reminding us how much of our reality is shaped by secrecy, stories, and the unknown. If a shadowy group really did form in 1947 to keep the truth about UFOs hidden, What do you think they'd be doing today? Now, Majestic 12 may be the most famous alleged cover-up, but it definitely wasn't the last time the government's been accused of hiding UFO secrets, right? In fact, MJ-12 almost feels like the prototype, the blueprint for decades of UFO secrecy that followed. Let's zoom out and look at the bigger picture. Have you heard of Project Blue Book? Well, not long after MJ-12 supposedly formed, the US Air Force launched an official investigation called Project Blue Book. On paper, its goal was to study UFO sightings and determine whether they posed a threat. For nearly 20 years, Project Blue Book collected more than 12,000 reports of UFOs. And here's the eerie part. While the majority were explained away as stars, planes, and weather balloons, about 700 cases remained unidentified. Officially, the program concluded that UFOs were not a threat and that there was no evidence of extraterrestrial craft, but many researchers believe Blue Book was more about public reassurance than genuine investigation. And some argue it was just the surface layer, the public face, while the real deeper research remained hidden under something like Majestic 12. Now, fast forward to the mid-1990s, and suddenly the world is watching what looks like grainy footage of a supposed alien autopsy, a body on a slab, medical examiners in protective suits, surgical instruments cutting into otherworldly flesh. The film was broadcast worldwide and caused a sensation. Years later, the filmmaker admitted it was staged, but claimed it was based on real footage he'd once seen. Okay. So again, truth and hoax blurred together, right? Just like the MJ-12 documents. But it left people wondering, if it was fake, why did it look so convincing? And if it was real, why leak it in such a bizarre, discrediting way? And now, in our time, the UFO conversation is back in the headlines. Only now the government doesn't call them UFOs. Again, they call them UAPs, or Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. And in 2023, a former intelligence officer named David Grush testified before Congress, claiming the U.S. has long-running crash retrieval and reverse engineering programs, exactly the kind of thing MJ-12 was accused of doing decades ago. And Grush didn't provide physical proof, but he did claim he knew people who worked directly on these programs. And so lawmakers called his testimony credible, though unverified. And suddenly the whole world was asking, is Majestic 12 not just history, but an ongoing operation under a different name now? I mean, there's a pattern of secrecy. When you step back, you see a pattern. Roswell, secrecy and contradictions. MJ-12, alleged secret committee. Project Blue Book, official investigations with unexplained leftovers. Alien autopsy, blurred hoax and possible truth. Modern UAP hearings. Whispers of hidden programs today. Even if you don't believe in MJ-12, the cycle of secrecy repeats again and again. And something strange happens. A little truth slips out. Then comes denial, dismissal, or disinformation. And we're left in the fog, never quite knowing what's real. Which honestly is the freakiest part of all of this. Because maybe it doesn't matter if Majestic 12 was real or fake, right? But what matters is that it showed us the playbook, the way secrecy shapes the UFO story even now. And that's where we'll leave Majestic 12 for now. Again, whether it was a real secret committee, a clever hoax, or even a mix of truth and disinformation, the story of MJ-12 has shaped decades of UFO lore. It shows us how secrecy and mystery feed our imagination, and how even a few leaked pages of top secret magic guys only can change the way people think about reality. For me, that's the part I find the most fascinating. We're not just talking about aliens. We're talking about belief, how stories, whether true or false or somewhere in between, can take on a life of their own, and how we navigate that gray space where evidence, mystery, and our intuition all meet. And that's also the perfect bridge into what's coming next. So Please tune in to Magic Monday for your morning dose of magic. Maybe carve out a little morning walk before you have to start your day or something. If you'd like, the episode posts at 4:44 a.m. Mountain Time. That's what I usually schedule them for. I know this episode came out a little later today, and that might happen on Fridays. I want to do my best to keep Magic Mondays in the mornings, and even Witchy Wednesdays. But anyway, I'll be sharing something a little more personal, my recent ups and downs with spirituality, and how there were days I'd hear a story like Majestic 12 and think, there is no way. I don't believe anything right now. And then other days I'd wake up to the significance of my spirituality and really feel my soul and feel like, of course, there's more going on than we're told. And so, yeah, now I feel like I've locked into a deeper understanding of why these swings happen and how they've shaped my own path. And so on Monday, I'll tell you why. But for now, thank you for joining me on this Freaky Friday journey. Let the mystery linger and keep your curiosity alive. And I'll connect with you Monday and talk about what happens when skepticism and belief collide, and how that tension can become one of our greatest teachers, truly. Yes, it was part of why I had quite a break as well. There were a lot of reasons, but that was one of the major ones. So yeah, I'll talk all about that Monday. And in the meantime, feel free to say hello on the Instagram. My Instagram is at Raquel Mantra. And if you like this episode or you have a friend who's into conspiracies, feel free to send them this episode. They might like it. I, like I said in the beginning, hope to get more into the production side for these Freaky Fridays because that will tap into a creativity I love. Anyway, so with all that being said, I hope you have a magical rest of your day. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.